At Renewal by Andersen, we love sharing friendly words of wisdom about windows and doors. And we're thrilled when our customers do the same.
We're just so happy with the quality of the windows, the warranty of the windows, the fact that I get a call every year asking, is there anything else we can do for you? Do you need any help with anything? That to me is a good quality company.
Visit us online at iHeartMyWindows.com to schedule an in-home appointment when it's time to talk windows. We'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.
Government expects the country's food situation to formally normalize before the end of the year following measures taken to control the impact of the droughts that hit 8 regions.
We're expecting some rice into the country. Maize also should be coming in by the 20th, 21st of September. So when that comes in, at least the system will normalize.
We'll also hear from the finance minister taking steps to prioritize irrigation.
The development of irrigation facilities, small head dams and boreholes in the northern, upper west, upper east and eastern regions.
Also coming up, National Service Secretariat cracks down on illegal posting payments, vowing to take legal action against perpetrators.
Any personnel found to have given money or any individual found to have received money from any prospective personnel will be dealt with according to the laws of our country.
And in business, government is expected to tap into $51 billion China-Africa Fund to finance ongoing infrastructure projects in the country. A much later, Multimedia Group and its journalists bagged several awards over the weekend.
Is your guess as good as what is here?
The winner of these awards
is Multimedia Ghana Limited.
Congratulations to you.
He's and more with me, Mamisi Nyamiche Thompson. Stay for details. In our first story, the Agric Minister is expecting that the food situation in the country will significantly improve by the end of year. Mr. Brian Ichampong's optimism stems from measures rolled out following the drought in 8 regions. Concerns were raised about the potential shortage in October, but Dr. Ichampong is positive it won't get bad then.
We're expecting some rice into the country. That we know that there are about almost 85,000 ICs coming in. Maize also should be coming in by the 20th, 21st of September. So when that comes in, at least the system will normalize. Then we have the southern sector investment that we are putting in, which is the seeds and fertilizer that we're putting in. The harvest will also come in October end, and then the little that we're able to recover from the 8 regions that we're also now going, it's raining now, so we're able to put in an investment and recover. So by the end of the year, things will come back to normal.
You heard Agric Minister Dr. Brian Ichampong. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Dr. Mohammed Amin Adam says investments into irrigation projects have begun to protect farmers from shocks like what is experienced up north.
Government also continues to invest significantly in the development of irrigation facilities in the northern of our country to expand crop production in these areas and to build our resilience against shocks such as what we are experiencing now.
Now, pressure is intensifying on President Akufo-Addo to take bold, decisive actions against the growing galamsey menace. 6 days have passed since the Lands and Natural Resources Minister, Samuel Abuchinapo, vowed to crack down on illegal mining, ravaging the nation's forests and rivers. Yet, the destruction practice continues to spread like fire, heightening fears Ghana may soon import water. Civil society organizations and organized labor have begun rallying, laying the groundwork to compel the leadership into action. Here's a news desk report.
Over the past 7 days, galamsey has been on the lips of virtually everybody.
It's very irritating because I don't see the reason why a country like Ghana, our leaders can do anything about it.
It is seriously getting out of hands and serious attention is needed to eradicate this situation.
Illegal mining,
Lands and Natural Resources Minister Samuel Abuchinapo promised clampdown of illegal activities about 6 days ago.
We're going to conduct the review today, and within the next 24 hours, we're going to find the resources and move them. We're going to have a cleanup there. We're going to have a complete soup.
But has he gone to sleep after these words? The Ghana Medical Association wants the president to act fast before the situation gets out of hand. Professor Ernest York is GMA Vice President.
We don't want it to get worse. The president, who wields the ultimate power, the executive president, because the sovereignty resides in the people, but power as we have it in our constitution, ultimately resides in the president.
The churches have not been left out. Former president of the Pentecostal and Charismatic Council, Professor Paul Frimpong-Manzo, warned the churches to wake up from their slumber and join the fight.
Let us not just go on Sunday morning, preach wonderful sermons, take offerings and tithes, and think all is well. Our nation is being destroyed.
And as the country's forests are being pillaged and the water bodies being destroyed with careless abandon, Martin Eisi is the CEO of the Minerals Commission.
The fundamental issue driving illegal mining is getting a place for the miners to work. So whether we ban it, whether we deploy the entire Ghana Army, Navy and all those things, the problem will not go away.
Now to the Western region, where the Mpatano community young girls face the daunting challenge of walking 8 kilometers to the nearest town for school. The exhausting journey through forests and dangerous paths has forced many of them to drop out. With no schools in their town, some have decided to stay home, leading to a rise in teenage pregnancies. Theodore Kokumauto reports.
15-year-old Elizabeth Ajim has always wanted to be a nurse, but she dropped out of school a year ago. She is pregnant, almost due for delivery.
The man who got me pregnant used to walk with me to school in Asemasa. We went to school together and walked back home together. When it rains, the path becomes very muddy, so if one is not careful, they could fall and dirty their uniform. Even on regular days, the journey is very long. All these made me dislike going to school.
Elizabeth is one of several other girls in Mpatano who could not take the long walk to school in the next town, Asemasa.
I wanted to be a nurse, but when I look at my situation now, I can't be a nurse anymore.
Now, 1 month after being recognized for his impact in rural livelihood empowerment, a 2024 Joinees Impact Awardee, Dr. Kwame Sakwa Edu, has bought bicycles with his cash prize for 10 school children in Dunkokrum. Join News' Caleb Mensah reports.
It is a gathering of school children, parents, teachers, and locals, all with faces beaming with joy. The community hero is here to change their story. For the school children, at least 10 of them, for now, walking 6 kilometers to school and back is now a thing of the past, thanks to Dr. Edu's feats as Joy News Impact Maker Awardee. Two of the beneficiaries of his benevolence, Edward Williams, a teacher, and Naomi Aye, a student, could not hide their joy and the relief the intervention brings to them.
This particular training is important and it's going to go a long way to help me and then the children back at school who join the bus club.
These bicycles will help us not to walk a long distance to our school. God bless this for Development Ghana for helping us.
Join News Caleb Mensah's report.
The Media Organization of the Year 2023. Is your guest.
And that was the announcement that Med Multimedia's big win at the 35th Chartered Institute of Marketing Performance Awards night. The group swept 4 awards. And here's the news desk report.
The awards, which has become the standard for measuring marketing excellence in Ghana, but all those who matter in the corporate space, together at the Plush Labadi Beach Hotel. Multimedia Group on that night won all the awards when it comes to the media space.
The Media Organization of the Year 2023. Is your guess as good as what is here? It's Multimedia Ghana Limited. Congratulations to you. The next award category is the Online News Portal of the Year. Ladies and gentlemen, goes to My Joy Online.
Also, the radio program of the year went to Asempa FM's show, Ekosiseng. Meanwhile, Emmanuel Givenu's special feature on the plight of 2 disabled students at the University of Ghana won the Presidential Special Award.
And now, the journalists who threw light and visibility on this particular story. Let's help celebrate Mr. Emmanuel Kwashi Givenu.
The national.
Away from the CIMG Awards, a man in the Upper West Region, Rafiq Salam, also won Journalist of the Year Award there. And just before we go, the 9 state-owned commercial firms failed to make profits in the last 2 years. That's according to a state ownership report released by the State Interest and Governance Authority. We'll bring you more on that in subsequent bulletins. That's how we end the news here on Joy 99.7 FM. I am Amisi Nyamiche Thompson. Business is up next on the Super Morning Show.